Tell me when.
Ready.
Okay. So chronic pain and acute pain are two different kinds of pain. And even though chronic pain isn't well understood, there's a huge incidence rate. It's 1 in 5 Canadians, or 7 million Americans.
7 million or 7 million?
Sorry. Yeah. Cut. Okay. So there's a difference between chronic and acute pain. Not a lot is known about chronic pain, but it has a huge incidence rate. It's 1 in 5 Canadians and 70 million Americans. Okay. So the difference between chronic and acute pain is that chronic pain isn't a symptom of some other disease. It's a disease in its own right, a kind of systemic dysfunction of one's whole body, a kind of hypersensitive state. Shit. Okay. I'll do that one again. Take two. So the difference between chronic and acute pain is that chronic pain isn't a symptom of some other disease. It's a disease in its own right. It's a kind of systemic dysfunction, not unlike multiple sclerosis or arthritis, where one's whole system is in a hyper-vigilant state, kind of stuck in an always-on position. Good? Okay. Okay. So experts now think that chronic pain is an overall hypersensitivity, where a nervous system is always stuck in a perpetual on state. And exactly why this happens isn't known, but we know that it's related to neurological, physiological, and psychological factors that all are in this really kind of tight, intertwined interplay. They all affect each other. And then to complicate things, because not all chronic pain sufferers have the same kind of experience, the ways that treatments and potential cures are designed is very, very complex. We'll do another take. And to complicate matters, because not all chronic pain sufferers experience the same thing, ways of treatment and potential cures have really remained elusive.